I'm going to keep the tradition of African folk, and that has to do with the currency inside. Everybody say, Aibo, bro!
That's Colette Elwa, a folkloric Haitian dance teacher in the Bay Area. She's one of many who lost family members in the earthquake on January 12th. Less than a week after the quake, I ventured out to an event called Pripo Haiti, a prayer circle and movement class in Oakland, California, where Colette was one of the organizers.
After the catastrophe, we're going to have this new Haiti with all solar panels. You know what I'm saying?
It's a rainy afternoon, and close to 100 dance students from the community have gathered to offer their support through prayers, donations, and dancing. As the crowd gathers, Haitian and non-Haitian, everyone is asked to keep Haiti in their hearts. Guy DeShaw has been studying traditional Haitian drum for several years.
The music that we are playing is not a stagnant music. This music is a living art form that is the life of almost 99% of the Haitians.
Haiti sits in the sparkling blue Caribbean Sea and is the western third of the island once called Hispaniola. It's where Christopher Columbus first landed in 1492, and it's where, by the early 1500s, the transatlantic slave trade had taken root.
When we play this music and we dance this music, regardless of our level of experience, we are preserving a tradition that is hundreds of years old, that has been the true government of the people of Haiti.
Over the centuries, slaves were brought to Haiti from the central coast of Africa. Though originally from a diversity of tribes and cultures, the Haitian people tend to share a common spiritual belief system in one divine being. By dancing, drumming, and singing, the people believe they are granted protection, guidance, and strength. There are many dances that have evolved over the centuries. Igbo conjures up images of the slave rebellion, while Juba imitates working the land, planting seeds, and tells of the connection an agrarian people have with the earth.
When Haitians need answers, they speak to their angels. They consult their Orisha. They consult their Voodoo. This is real, live music. You guys coming here today and participating, you have, in many ways, contributed to a living legacy in Haiti.
Today, Yon Valu is danced. It represents the source of energy and life. Its movements reminiscent of undulating waves. People began dancing across the room in movements synchronized to those of drums, while some stand to the side, singing. It's overwhelming and painfully beautiful to watch with everyone dressed in white, the women all wearing long flowing skirts. Colette Elwa reminds us that the rebuilding of Haiti is going to require strength and determination.
Because there will be people coming in to colonize it again. Yeah. Yeah. That will take people to go in the face and say, we will not let you colonize this country that represents standing in the face of imperialism, standing in the face of what's wrong. Sometimes you gotta sweep away the layers to get to the heart, and the heart of Haiti is not touched. Hey, Bobo!
For Making Contact, I'm Rita Daniels.